You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome to a very special Monday tonight, Steelers Texans. It looks like Mother Nature overall is going to cooperate. No snow or high winds, so a lot of Pittsburghers will be looking forward to tonight's game. Take their mind off the gravity of what's going on around the country. Yesterday, about 1,000 protests, including one in Pittsburgh where 1,600 people were estimated to be demonstrating peacefully downtown against what's transpired in Minneapolis in particular and with ICE. And then new mayor Corey O'Connor stated on Thursday,
"We are not going to have that partnership in Pittsburgh. If you're coming from another country, we want Pittsburgh to be your home. And we want to be welcoming. We know that we can grow our population by more people moving here."
And the question was, how would he handle the issue with ICE? Joining us, Todd McCollum is chairman of the City of Pittsburgh Republican Committee and on our live stream at kdkradio.com. And that's thanks to Metropolitan Window, also our KDK Radio YouTube page. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. A couple of days into his first term as mayor of the city of Pittsburgh, Corey O'Connor managed to raise some eyebrows, certainly with the Republican Party here, and you posted a reaction to that, and I'd like for you to share.
Well, we think that the mayor needs to be more clear on what he means by that he doesn't want to cooperate with ICE. The more that we see how ICE and municipal police work together, Larry, or not work together, we have more questions about that. Because it would seem that a cooperation agreement would be needed for any municipal police or state police working with ICE. And is that what he means? Or does it mean that in the normal operation of police patrol and investigations, that something reasonable would not be referred to ICE?
So, Todd, share some of the background that you have in law enforcement. I think that's an important element.
My schooling is in public service administration with an emphasis on criminal justice. I was a police officer for 15 years, a couple of years in the Mon Valley, and then 11 with the city of Pittsburgh. Some health problems caused me to retire much earlier than I had anticipated, but I still keep up with what goes on in the city police department.
So as a trained law enforcement officer, you can see that the country seems to be on edge, and these demonstrations, protests, most have been very peaceful, to be clear. But otherwise, what's your personal reaction to what you've seen as a response to what happened in Minneapolis?
I don't think the needle's being moved by all these protests, Larry. I think we're entrenched as a society politically. We either agree or don't agree with any given issue. The protests themselves probably didn't move the needle for anybody.
What kind of training do ICE agents have? I think there's a misnomer about that. What are the entry level requirements compared to training for a police officer in your case ended up in the city of Pittsburgh or any other organization? What are the standards of training?
I can't speak to their standards of training, Larry. I know that when I was there and it was a post 9/11 situation, we had some familiarization with federal law, but not to the point where we would be able to go out and actively do ICE investigations. Larry, we run a podcast as the city committee, and we've had within the past month Joseph Patrick Murphy on, and he's no stranger to your station. He's been on, you know, many, many times. I've listened to him, and he's the leading authority of immigration in the Pittsburgh region, in my opinion, and seems to be on your radio station as well. And he explained to us that there needs to be a joint agreement, a task force, if you will, where municipal police officers would go and be trained to enforce immigration and customs rules and laws. If the city or any other municipality chooses to not send anybody to that training, that would be their administrative right, and we're not upset by that. Again, what I would ask is that, what do you mean by the city will not cooperate with ICE? If in the course of a DUI accident, like what happened in Dormont in late in the fall of 24, the county police investigated a fatal hit and run accident, and in the course of that determined that an illegal immigrant was involved in the accident and turned it over to ICE and the appropriate authorities. That needs to happen for the purpose of public safety, Larry. We just have an interest in getting the people who should not be in the country and doing things illegally. We want them out. We want good faith. We want good faith neighbors. We don't, you know, as the mayor said, we want to be a welcoming community, but we want the good faith involved in it as well, that they've gone through the proper procedures.
Have you had a chance, and I assume you will at some point, to speak to Mayor O'Connor about this issue?
I have passed Mayor O'Connor a couple times. He's familiar with me. I'm familiar with him. We have a cordial relationship. I would have no problems talking to him about this. But what I would ask, and it is important here because we're talking about these protests. You know, why is the city of Pittsburgh an account on social media advertising a social disobedience class? And right now, more so than how Pittsburgh is going to operate with ICE, we're asking why is that an issue that needs to be promoted by the city of Pittsburgh itself?
Well, I hope you have a chance to speak with Mayor O'Connor soon. Obviously, this is a critical situation around the country, and appreciate your time today, Tim. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Larry, for reaching out and having me on. Go Steelers.
We can all agree on that. Todd McCullum, City of Pittsburgh Republican Committee on the Big K Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.